As most of you know, I have written many books on a variety of subjects dealing with spirituality and God and the paranormal. Much of the information in these books was heretofore unknown and comes from research trances with Francine. Over the years, she has given me information that I have had transcribed into thousands of pages. Some of this information is very controversial and has caused me, as well as others, to research extensively for verification, as I have always been what I call an open-minded skeptic. Most of the time, I have been able to verify in varying degrees the information she has given me. Sometimes I cannot due to a lack of substantial documentation. I have found that many times it is a crapshoot at best, because the farther you go back in time or history, the more obscure documentation becomes. You find yourself dealing with legends, myths, corruption, lies, deceit, and traditions. So it is not always easy to verify her information. Much of what we think of as truth, historical or otherwise, has so many potential holes for untruth, you sometimes scratch your head and wonder as to why it is considered truth in the first place. This is especially relevant when you are researching and trying to get confirmation on religious subject matter. Religion is so subjective and so steeped in traditional and historical beliefs that it is hard to discern and separate truth from fiction in many cases. Add to that the fact that all the major religions have bloody histories of corruption and schisms and holy wars with different sects and factions constantly rising and falling, and you have the proverbial confusing and bewildering murky mess. Thank God that numerous scholars and writers and historians are taking a new interest in various religions, especially Christianity. With new discoveries being made in archaeology, and with books like The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown coming out, it has sparked a renaissance over the many controversies that have remained unanswered in Christianity and other religions. With that in mind, when my publisher called me and asked me to write a book on Jesus Christ and his life, I was stunned into disbelief and silence. I am nothing if not controversial already, and my publisher wants me to write a book on our Lord? Being a Gnostic Christian, I am already considered heretical by most, but this assignment would really bring out the critics and skeptics, and it would be a daunting and often frightening task. I then thought about my life for a bit. I had dedicated my life to God and to bringing forth the truth about our Creator by trying to help others through my books, my counseling, and my lectures. I most surely have my faults, but I have tried to live a good life by helping others as much as I could. Would doing this book jeopardize all that I have tried to do for them? With what I know and believe, I would have to tell the truth as I know it, and that truth will create an inevitable controversy. But then, isn't that why I'm here? I have given my life to teaching and nurturing others, to helping people in any way I can for God. To write about such a holy figure as Jesus Christ may be madness on my part, but it would be an even greater madness not to put forth the truth about him and his works for God so that people can better understand his teachings and from whence he came. To that end, this book contains verifiable truths, and where verification is not possible, it contains logical and truthful information from my spirit guide, Francine. In the more than 60 years of knowing and working with her, I have never found her to be untruthful in any way, and she brings with her the wisdom, truth, and knowledge of the other side. In this book, you will find many things that will rattle your cage, rock your boat, and shake your tree. In other words, there are many things about Christ's life that I know to be true that fly in the face of the traditional teachings of Christianity. But truth is truth, and you can feel it tangibly within your soul if you open yourself up to it. Close off from truth or don't acknowledge it, and you will find yourself a slave to the powers of deception and untruth, and your soul will spiritually suffer. Christ said, "The truth will make you free," John 8:31, but you have to accept the truth for it to make you free. I'm as free as a bird flying on the four winds. Are you?